I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about the best and most beautiful land. We're going to be taking a look at a passage of scripture today in Ezekiel chapter 20, where God tells the people of Israel, I searched out for you. So God went on a search. I searched out for you the best and most beautiful of all the lands in all the earth. God went and searched out the best land. I feel like this message is very relatable for us as well. The Bible tells us God has purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. In our own lives, God knows the best and most beautiful land for us personally. He knows the best and most beautiful plan for our lives. And I believe if we'll seek after him, one of the concepts we've been thinking about over the last year in our program, The Abundant Life Blueprint, is God is the source of beauty. He's the one that knows the best plan, the best step to take, the best thing to do, the best decision to make. And he's the source of beauty. When we trust him in this, he's the source of beauty. He makes these beautiful things happen at the perfect time and the beautiful timing that he has. He wants to lead us to the best and the most beautiful land. But we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer and to examine ourselves before our time of communion for today. So let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better. That the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named. Not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, we ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. We've been putting a new part in our prayer here lately. Father, we ask you to send us opportunities to do good today, opportunities to be a blessing, to help people. Send us people that we can help today. And keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes. And do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. Remember, you got to bring some energy and some presence and some focus into these fundamentals every day. You got to make them fun. These four fundamentals, getting positioned in the light. Magnify that light. Stay tuned in for God's leading and direction, and then you're going to take action. And we're going to do those things that we know to do, and we're going to do them together in partnership. Now, the interesting thing about these four fundamentals, just one day of doing them, maybe even 5 days, 10 days, 30 days, it'll make some difference. You'll feel better that day. But it's when you start to string this together, you do it day after day after day after day, You just start stringing these things together. You become more and more skilled. Eventually, it's like it hits a turning point, hits a tipping point, and your progress begins to greatly accelerate. So let's talk about these four fundamentals. Number one, same position in the light. This is the on-off switch. Either we're positioned in the light or we're positioned in darkness. There's no in-between. How do we stay positioned in the light? Number one, through humility. Just the humility of recognizing, God, I need your help. You got the best and most beautiful plan for my life, the best and most beautiful land that you've picked out just for me. But I can't get there on my own. The Israelites couldn't get to the promised land on their own. God called them to something that they couldn't take without him. We can't do it on our own. Father, we need you. You know where it is. You know the location of it. You know the best choice. We need your help with this. And forgive me for the ways I've missed it, the ways I've tried to do it on my own, the ways I've been rebellious. And just receive that forgiveness and then let that forgiveness flow through you. Will you forgive yourself? You walk in that same grace and forgiveness with other people that God's given you. And the motivation behind all that forgiveness was love. And as you stay positioned in the light, it's just experiencing his love, receiving it and experiencing it, and then doing the same thing with that love as we did with the forgiveness, just letting it flow through you. Love yourself the way that he's loved you. Begin to walk in that same love with other people the way God has done just for you. It's just simply receiving it from him, just experiencing this from him, and then just letting it, walking in it, just letting it flow through you into your relationships, into the way you do things and interact with the world. And just stay positioned in the light. All this is received from God by faith. And one of the greatest ways I think you can stay positioned in the light all day is just to stay positioned in gratitude and praise. Just stay positioned in gratitude and praise. And so keeping an eye out when you get into complaining mode, when you get into holding some bitterness or resentment, not assuming the best about people, holding grudges, all these types of things, watch out for that because it's taking you out of the light. And it's important because in the light, we've got God's best. We've got that best and most beautiful land that's waiting for you. His spirit and power and presence, his love and peace and joy are all available today to flow through you. His mind and wisdom, his health, his energy, his time, his finances. He's got more than enough time. He's got more than enough finances to supply every need that you have. But first, we got to get positioned in the light to receive all this. And then we got to start to magnify that light so more and more of it can get through you. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. And the more we magnify this light, gives God a bigger place to work through us and to flow through us in our lives. And we're all magnifying something every day. We're already doing it. Based on what we're thinking about, what we're focused on, what we're meditating on, what we're talking about all through the day. As we magnify that light, like I said, it expands the capacity, but also gets it rooted and grounded, gets his word and his covenant and his just goodness and love rooted and established in your heart so that you become more fixed and immovable and consistent and steadfast when there's issues and problems going on around you. So how do we magnify the light? We can magnify God's word, just diligently studying his word, thinking about it, talking about it, hearing it in our ears, having it coming in our eyes, coming out of our mouth, magnifying his unfailing love and his faithfulness, his mighty works that nothing's impossible for him. We can magnify our positioning in Christ. We've been made righteous because of what Jesus did. We've got peace with God. Got God's blessing and favor on our lives. He wants to help us today because of what Jesus did. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us. And we can stay focused on the things that we're grateful for. What's lovely? What's just? What's true? What's praiseworthy and of good report? Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. Because there's going to be issues and there's going to be problems. But it's choosing to stay positioned in that humility and forgiveness and love and choosing to magnify God as bigger than those problems. Just magnifying him as bigger than the problems. But he does give us the choice. We could choose not to do any of this. He gives us the free will. We could choose to be rebellious. We could choose to do our own thing, to do things our own way, to insist on our own way, to hold grudges and stay bitter at people, to be complaining and venting our frustrations all day long, to be just continually focused on and meditating on and talking about the problems and issues all day long. We could stay stuck in the past, just dwelling on all the bad things that have happened. We could be stuck worrying about the future, the uncertainty of it, all the unknowns and the fear of the future. We could stay stuck in our own mind, just trying to figure everything out in our own minds. And all this, we're all internally focused when this is happening. This is where we got to recognize those symptoms. When we're in darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive, like all the weight and pressures on you. Might feel hopeless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck and there's no way out. Your energy levels typically begin to go down. They typically begin to diminish. Then there's the fear and stress and worry. There's dread of the future. Maybe there's confusion about what to do, which step to take, about what is the best path. God's got this best path, this beautiful land for you. But when we're in the dark, we can't see it. And there's confusion about what to do. When we're in darkness consistently, we get stuck in these bad habits and bad patterns, these vicious cycles that can become hard to break on our own. But in the light, we become externally focused. Think about white light is all the colors reflected back out. Darkness, the color black, is everything absorbed in. When we're in the light, we rest in our soul. We become so much more present. We become externally focused. And when we rest, God goes to work. When we rest, God goes to work. And now everything feels free and easy and effortless because it's God doing the work. And his energy begins to flow through you. His peace, his joy, his love all begin to flow through you. And all of a sudden, you've got hope in any and every situation. You've got confidence. Because why? Because not because you're confident in yourself, but you're confident in what God can do. And all of a sudden, his mind and his wisdom begin to flow through you. And you get these aha moments, these flashes of insight. We just know that you know this is the step to take. This is the thing to do. This is the direction to go. And as you stay positioned in this consistently, those bad habits, those bad patterns, those vicious cycles just begin to effortlessly break off of you as God begins to set you free. Sometimes those things can become very hard to break on our own, but when it's God doing the work through you, it just effortlessly breaks right off of you. And this amazing gift of grace, our goal is, this is a practice to sustain this all throughout the day. But sometimes, let's face it, we get knocked out of position. Someone says something to us, someone does something, some kind of pressure, maybe it's health pressure in the area of health or family or finances, or who knows what it is, some kind of pressure comes up and we get focused on it. We get pulled out of this positioning in the light. We get pulled out of magnifying the light. But this amazing gift of grace, it just takes 1 second to turn it back around and get back positioned in the light again. How do we do it? Just humble ourselves. Father, forgive me. I missed it. Forgive me for focusing on that. Forgive me for magnifying that. Forgive me for getting offended by that. Receive that forgiveness. You forgive yourself. If you need to reconcile with anybody else, you take those steps to reconcile. And then you start praising him and thanking him for his steadfast, unfailing love. And that what he put in you is more than enough to handle whatever's coming at you today. And then our third fundamental, we're going to stay tuned in today. Every day, God's trying to teach us and train us. He's trying to lead us one graceful step at a time to this best and most beautiful land that he's searched out just for you. But we got to follow his leading. Think of it kind of like a GPS. You got to follow the directions. He's trying to lead you there. But you got to follow his leading each day. And so every day, taking some time to get still and listen. I like to do this at the end of the day. And I'll get still with a pen and paper or just with my journal. And I like to recap the day. I like to think back. What was God showing me today? I have two parts to what I do in my journal typically every night. I start with gratitude. think about all the things that went well that day. And then I start to think, what did I learn today? What was God teaching me today? What was the leading and direction that I had from him today? And if I have nothing to write about, that means I wasn't tuned in very well. And I'll ask him, God, what are you trying to show me today? Is there anything that I missed? If so, would you please repeat it? What's the most important thing you wanted me to get out of today? And you just stay tuned in, you listen, and whatever comes to your mind, you just begin to write it down. If you're ever unsure, you got questions, you got directions to take, you don't quite understand what he's trying to show you, just ask him for his help. Every single time he will show you. He wants you to get it. And then the other part of my journaling at night is planning out my day for the next day. And what I've learned when planning my day, what do I know to do over the next day? What do I know to do this next day, this day today? Because often I used to get caught up in all the uncertainties. Well, I could do this. I could do this. What do I know to do today? If you just keep doing this, you keep executing. This is what I know to do today. There's plenty to do today. Maybe some things in your conscience, some things that you know to do, but you haven't been walking in them. Some things you've been procrastinating. Maybe God's given you a leading or an excitement or something you're excited to do for the day. Maybe there's just little things like administrative things. You need to renew a certification. You need to get an oil change in your car. You need to clean up a room, whatever. There's little things that you know to do today. And we're going to execute those things. And we're going to do it with a good attitude. We're going to show up with a willing heart. And we're going to show up with full confidence that God is right there, helping us to execute these things in his strength. We're going to do them in partnership with him. We're going to turn everything we do today into a worship experience. So we're going to take God with us into everything that we do. And we're going to do it together in partnership with him. And we start doing this. You go through these steps and you keep practicing them every day. It does something like magnetize you, where it begins to just pull more and more of everything that God has for you. This best and most beautiful land begins to pull it into your life. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of heaven. All these things will be added to you. You focus on him. You seek after him and all these things will be added to you. Let's take a look at this verse. This is Ezekiel 20, verses 5 and 6. It's God talking about the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He said, with uplifted hand, I said to them, I'm the Lord your God. On that day, I swore to them, God swore an oath to them, that I would bring them out of Egypt into a land that I had searched out for them. God had gone and searched out this land for them, a land flowing with milk and honey, the most beautiful of all lands. Some translations say the best of all lands. Some translations say the most glorious of all lands. God wants to take us to this beautiful, glorious, spacious place, the best place for you. He's got this amazing plan for each of our lives. And he knows this plan, but we got to press into him. We got to seek him for this. Now, unfortunately, a lot of the people in this biblical example didn't get to go because they wouldn't believe him. They looked at it and they said it was impossible because there were giants in the land. But they magnified the giants as bigger than God. And so they didn't get to go. You start magnifying God for this. Consistently. He's got this best, this glorious, this most beautiful of all lands that he searched out just for you. And you stay tuned into him. You keep following his leading. You keep showing up, executing with him. He's going to lead you to this place. So, Father, we're going to take communion over this today. Just receiving this from you. Just thank you for your graciousness. Your love, you loved us so much, you're willing to send your one and only son to die for us so that this could be a possibility for us. We just thank you, Lord. We're asking for your help, Lord. Help us, guide us to this best, the most glorious, the most beautiful of all lands that you prepared just for us. that you are the source of beauty. You're the source of what's best for our lives. We just thank you for that, that we can trust you with that. What you have for us, I've seen, is so much more than anything we've thought of or dreamed of or imagined. It's so much more. It's the best and it's the most beautiful of all lands. We just thank you for that. We just thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it." It makes you right and holy with God, in God's sight, perfect in his sight. He's got this amazing, beautiful plan for your life, this destination that he's trying to get us to. Father, we just thank you for that. We thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We've got this new covenant with God, this partnership with him. And I believe as you experience him guiding you step by step to this place, just helps you to know his heart, his grace and his love and his goodness, to just know him that much more. And that's what it's all about. Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So how are we going to get to this destination? Got to let God navigate us there. How are we going to do that? We're going to make today, you're going to do it day by day, making each day a masterpiece. Stay positioned in the light. Keep magnifying that light. Pay attention to those symptoms. If you ever get off track, you turn it around quickly and you get right back in. You stay tuned in today for his leading and direction. And then you take action. You do those things that you know to do and you do them confident in him, trusting in him, doing it together with him. We've been saying this over and over every day. You keep doing those things. He's going to lead you day by day to this beautiful, spacious place. And where to this place? We've been talking about this every day. He's going to take you to this beautiful place. That's coming from this verse in Ezekiel. I began to see this almost exactly a year ago as I'm recording this. We've been talking about it regularly since then. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.